Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
And considering that tomorrow we have 30-year bonds, we want to pay very close attention because 30-year bond yields on the high yield intraday over the last several weeks has been bumping up right under 480. It settled at 477 last year.
So did he say mortgage or the 30-year rate is at 4.8? What's he talking about? Is mortgage rates going to plummet? Nah, that's not what he's talking about. If you're trying to figure out what's going on with rates today, stay tuned because that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to take today's data, economic news, and try to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it, folks. So my name is Dan Friel. I come out each day to try to explain this stuff to you. So without further ado, let's get over to today's market news to see what's happening behind the scenes. So we did have the Federal Reserve. They came out and give us their minutes today. It's showing that most of the officials there say there's another 2 rate cuts coming. If you look at the Federal Reserve kind of guesstimator here, it's also saying, yes, there's a Federal Reserve rate cut coming at the next meeting in October 29th, and also another one coming on December 10th. But we know that just because the Federal Reserve cuts rates doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to be cut. The reason why mortgage rates aren't coming down and the 30-year Treasury bond isn't really moving, right there here. The national debt, we're not doing anything about it. And just think about it. If the tariffs are deemed illegal and we got to refund the money to whomever, that's only going to skyrocket this even worse. So what do you do in today's market? So we had a live event earlier today. I'll put that video right up through here. We try to explain to you guys that slogan I have. So my name is Dan Free. I actually am a mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I've been doing this over 30 years. I have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, that's the video I'm going to put up through here. We show you kind of behind the scenes on what we do and how we do things. And we also show you, basically crowd participation. So let's get over to what's going to happen with interest rates. Well, here's what happened today. We had one bond auction that took place, and it's right down through here, the 30-year or the 10-year auction. The last time it took off or was placed out there, it took a yield at 4.03 to get rid of the debt. This time it's getting a 4.11. Let's go back to what Rick Santelli was saying. I want you guys to see this whole interview. He's actually talking about the bond market, what's happening behind the scenes. We don't have any financial data, but we do have a bond auction that's going to give us some insight how investors are looking at things. So let's get over to Rick Santelli, see what his take is on it. I'll show you the whole episode, what he was talking about when he says the 30-year bond. It's not 30-year rates. It's a 30-year bond that the government issues. And let's let Rick explain it to you. Take it away, Rick.
10-year notes are up for auction. Rick Santelli is tracking the action at the CME. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Morgan. Indeed, as we look at the charts, you're looking at yields moving up, which normally means the auction went, so-so. Isn't necessarily the case. We had $39 billion reopened tens, meaning we're adding to a primary auction that was held in August, so this is the second time we're adding into it. The yield at this $39 billion reopened 10-year, 4.117. The when issued market was a smidge lower. So higher yield, lower price. The government's a seller. It already gets a few demerits for not pricing aggressively. And if we look at all the metrics in general, the bid to cover was a bit light, 2.48, meaning $2.48, chasing every dollar's worth of securities available. One of the bright side was the dealer takedown at 9.1%. was very aggressive, but all in all, I gave it a B-. But yields are moving a bit higher. And what that really does demonstrate is just because an auction goes B- doesn't mean that you're going to see prices move up and yields move down necessarily. Seems to me today that if it wasn't for the auction, yields might have crept up a bit anyway. For the most part, it seems though the market's in a bit of a range from about 402 to 404 to around 420. And considering that tomorrow we have 30-year bonds, we want to pay very close attention because 30-year bond yields on the high yield intraday over the last several weeks have been bumping up right under 480. It settled at 477 last year. So that gives you a hint. that we are bumping up against resistance, at least in the longest maturity on the curve. We want to continue to monitor the auctions because obviously we're void of other ways to monitor markets like the data. I find it fascinating that no matter whether the government's closed or not, we have to have these auctions. You have to bring in some money because, of course, we spend it pretty much every minute of the day, even when the government's closed.
That was a nice take on that portion of that. So what he was talking about is what the bond market's doing. So the reason why I show you guys that is because mortgage rates, they're created by a bond that trades on Wall Street. So here's what we go over to. A lot of people, analysts, they watch the 10-year Treasury, and that's what he was saying. This is in a range of about 4, a high end of 4.2, a low end of about 4.05. This one, we want to see if it can stay, if it can get below 4, I don't know if it'll get there, but if it can get below 4 and stick, you'll see mortgage rates come down. So that's one area you want to focus in on. The other is right through here, the MBS market. This bond right through here, it's the bond on Wall Street that trades, and today it's down 2 ticks. What that means is how you understand this bond, and if you watch me daily, you understand. If you're new to the channel, let me just, I'll explain it briefly for you. We follow the bond, you know, this bond right through here. It's the MBS. It says it right up through there. It's a mortgage bond. If the price, like today, is, well, it's zero, but if the price goes up, here's what you need to understand. The price of a bond goes up means the yield or the rate, in this case, it's a mortgage, the rate comes down. If the price goes down, rates go up. So just flip the curve and say, okay, if that's up, rates are down. That's down, rates are up. Today, we got it's stagnant. You can go back over the last 5 days, basically even from when the Federal Reserve went and shut down or the federal government went and shut down. We had a little bump here. We had a little reprieve here. We had a little bit. It's basically back to where we were in square one. So we did a video today to explain to some people, you know, that own homes, why you might be able to take advantage of these low rates. So check out our website on that and our YouTube videos for that. If you're a home buyer, let's get over to kind of help give you some guidance along the way. There's really no economic news coming down the pike until the Federal Reserve really meets and they or the federal government actually meets again and starts providing us a lot of this data. So we're on hold. The Federal Reserve's on hold. The markets are kind of on hold right now until we get really some financial data that we can depend on. The data coming in, like we got today, we got Wednesday, crude oil inventories. It's massively up. That doesn't really tell us much about anything. We got the FOMC meetings. That came out. That gives us a little bit of light saying they are contending with 2 more rate cuts. But as you guys know, that doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to come down. We're focused in on long-term debt, our debt policies, our government policies, what our long-term debt picture looks like right through here. And it doesn't look very good. And then you throw on top of this tariffs, it could get worse, but it could get really good. So let's flip on the other side of the coin. Let's say tariffs are deemed legal. We start using that money to pay down the national debt. A lot of the other stuff starts to work. Tariffs don't increase inflation. The jobs market stabilizes. You're going to see the Federal Reserve cut it 2 times, 3 times, and the market will just stabilize. So there's no real catalyst to bring rates way down or much farther than where they are now. So if you're out there looking to refinance, see if you can get in right about 6, 6 1/8. If you're looking to buy, kind of the same thing. But if you're looking to build and you're looking longer term out, maybe you look at a rate at 6.5, maybe even 6.75, just to be safe. See, if you qualify at those rates, then you know you shouldn't have anything to lose any sleep about over the long term. So if you're a homeowner right now and you're looking to refinance, we got some tools for you. Same thing with home buyers. So if you're a buyer, go down through here. There's a $7,000 grant available to you. You don't have to pay it back. There's no lien on your property. So when you go to refinance, it's easy because you don't owe any money back. And a lot of people are getting stuck because they took out a loan. Another piece we just created is the Rate Watch tool. Now, it used to be called Refinance, and we upgraded it to this. What this is allowing you to do is tell me what rate do you want to refinance, or what rate would you least want me to monitor it for you and then personally reach out to you and say, okay, your rate watch triggered, so don't be surprised if I call you, text you, or email you, and just go over the new numbers, what the new payment's going to be, how the savings is going to be, what the cost was, what's your break-even point. You want to learn more about that as well? Check out our live events each Wednesday. I'll post that link right up through here, and check out and see what we do behind the scenes for that. So that explains how, you know, we have that slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. That's how we do it. So thanks for watching, folks. I hope you have a great afternoon. Hope you understand a little bit more today about what controls the markets and the whys behind it. And always, you know, focus in on the details of the information you're given. Because at the beginning of this video, I was trying to trick you so you can say, Dan, are rates really going into the fours? That was the 30-year bond that the federal government issues, not 30-year mortgage rates. So just a little bit of tidbits. Pay attention to what's going on with these and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching, folks.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.